Good morning, everyone. I'm really excited today to share with you during the Stay Encouraged call because these calls have really helped me gather myself in the morning. They are powerful, they're short and sweet, and I feel like this is a true testament of what it is to create impact. But anyway, I really wanted to take this time to share with you four things that have helped me to stay encouraged while social distancing. They have kept me sane, and hopefully you can find something here today that will resonate with you. So one of the first things I want to share with you today is from the book Four Agreements, which is the last agreement. It is do your best. I feel like if navigating through uncertainties was a season, it is definitely right now. This pandemic has really shown us a lot of unknown and uncertainties that have triggered different traumas and elevated different feelings of joy, or sometimes left us lost and confused. To be candid, it was really challenging to navigate life at the start of this pandemic. So because I was in survival mode and people would ask me how I was doing, I really had a hard time answering that question. But what I've learned through reading the Four Agreements is being at peace with doing my best. So the season has brought many pressures for many of us. If you're in the not-for-profit space, if you're striving to create social impact, you're an entrepreneur, are you solving a problem? This season really has challenged us to show up in a way we have not done before. For me, telling myself to do my best gave me peace. It has allowed me to distinguish between perfection and learning to trust what I'm doing, and it is my best. It has allowed me to say, Christelle, you've done your best, so you can go get some rest. Or Christelle, go take a nap. You've done your best. Or even Christelle, you haven't done your best yet. There's a little bit of best left in you to exude. So in short, do your best and learn to be at peace with your best. So the second point I want to talk about today is give yourself permission. Oftentimes, you do not need permission to create what you want to create, or better yet, you do not have to wait for someone to give you permission. I don't think I'm alone in this, but I most definitely have used this time to join a lot of amazing conversations and concerts and conferences that I would not necessarily been privy to, and have used this time to also create awesome events. So a few weeks ago, I believe, I listened to Arlen Hamilton from Backstage Capital and Joel Burks have a conversation about Arlen's book in Google for Startups Instagram page. So in her book, Arlen shares, we don't only have imposter syndrome, but impossible to live up to double standards and measures of success the institution keeps setting and changing syndrome. So I asked the question of how do you navigate through impossible syndrome when the world around you is small, or being in a city where you know everyone and you can feel like you could feel sometimes like you might be suffocating, or you could see oppression at face value. Jewel answered, and when she said, you do not need permission, or you do not need for someone to give you permission, that challenged me to ask myself the question of what are the things that I have been navigating through where I have let my insecurities make the decisions for me instead of what I know I'm capable of. So the third point is the importance of creating a safe space. So my husband and I, we founded Making Black Tech. One of the things we are striving to do in Macon is to create a safe space for Black people to innovate, ideate through tech and innovation. And for us, well, for me personally, I really believe in the power of creating a safe space. And that might look different for everyone, but for me, I strongly believe in empathy and active listening. One of the ways I have learned that, and I have that, is through my dear friends. I think some of them might be on the call today, Tarika, Stephanie, and Tanja. I'm grateful for them. And another way I believe in creating a safe space is I use the human-centered design, and a lot of my initiatives that I work on are through human-centered design lens. Side note, if you're into human-centered design or prototyping through empathy with the customer in mind, you can check out IDEO, spell IDEO. They have a free platform and a free class where you can take a human-centered design course, and they it's free, and they give you a certificate. And they also have a platform where you can test your ideas through a human-centered design lens, and it's very neat. So for me, while working to create a safe space, translates into being able to navigate in my the work that I do. I navigate between healthcare, locally helping entrepreneurs, and sometimes social justice. So for me, a great way to connect with the audience that I'm serving in the moment, I think about how to create a safe space for them, or what does creating a safe space for them look like. And that allows me to take myself out of the equation and focus on the community or the person that I might be serving at the time. Lastly, put your blinders on. So that one is from one of my favorite podcasts, my league. She's the founder of Curlbox. I always listen to her. My husband says I'm too much of a fangirl, but I don't know. Anyway, she shares a lot of great tips on entrepreneurship or how to navigate through your life as a professional. But back to putting your blinders on. It is definitely needed as you're disrupting, creating, pivoting, innovating, or wherever you may be. For me, putting my blinders on means not being distracted by the outside noise or even sometimes the inside noise, such as unhealthy inward conversations. Putting my blinders on has definitely motivated me to focus on the task at hand, focus and fight my imposter syndrome and the impossible syndrome. I always know when I take my blinders off because I become easily distracted by things I feel like I can't do or I have no business doing. As I put my blinders on, I believe that I can and I do it. So those are my 4 points, but I wanted to do a quick recap. So the first one is do your best and be at peace with doing your best. The second point is you do not need to ask for permission or wait for someone to give you permission to create something powerful. The third point is create a safe space. And lastly, put your blinders on. I would love to connect with you guys. And if you want, you can find me on Instagram at Life in Making or LinkedIn, Christelle Parham. Or if you want to connect with our community organization, we're Making Black Tech on Instagram or all the other platforms. Thank you.